This is the weekly visit we call Your Hidden Power. I call it, you can call it that. It features usually a person who's an expert in things that are sort of out of this world. Joining me now is Uri Geller, who is the mystifier, the motivator, the person who has had contact with so many famous and well-meaning people. I believe he's telepathic. I believe he's psychic. I believe that he's my friend. I believe all kinds of things about Uri. One of the things that we have often talked about is your friendship with Edgar Mitchell, and Mitchell coming to the defense of his trip to the moon over the weekend, Uri, because the fakers are out there again, the people who say these trips didn't happen, they were done on a sound stage in Los Angeles, and the proof is you can see somebody's face on shining or reflecting off of the helmet of one of the people who supposedly, I think it's supposedly Mitchell, who's in the photographs. And I would imagine that you and Edgar Mitchell have had conversations about that, because that thing's been, that rumor's been floating around for years.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, conspiracy theorists would go so far and so bizarre and so strange and so absurd that that what they say becomes interesting because it's so crazy. But no doubt, most Americans know and believe that, you know, we did fly to the moon and astronauts walked on the moon. And I happen to be Edgar Mitchell's good friend. By the way, Doug, if you didn't know this, because I heard your wording about Ed, you know, Ed died about a year ago.
Yeah, that's right, too.
Did you know that?
I did. Now that I'm thinking about, but one of the things I saw when I was reading earlier today, Uri, was that he had been, and the past tense was used in it, and it sort of slipped my mind, that he had always encountered people who would say that it was a hoax and basically look right at him and say, okay, that's fine. You've got that theory. Prove it. And, of course, there's no proof of it.
Doug, all the astronauts that walked on the moon had these challenges from people who said it was a hoax and it was filmed somewhere in Arizona or outside Los Angeles. I mean, it's crazy. Mm. Of course they walked on the moon. And Ed and I discussed it a million times. And he even gave me, listen to this, I think you're the first one to hear about this, and I will exhibit this item in my museum when it opens a year from now. Ed, first of all, Ed was very controversial because he was the only astronaut who really believed in the paranormal, in telepathy, in extrasensory perception, which he tried to actually do while he was walking on the moon. He tried to transmit the Zener cards to a receiver on Earth, but he also believed in UFOs. He says that he never told me that he has seen an alien, but he certainly has seen UFOs. So did many, many millions of people around the world who have witnessed real UFOs. Ed was just a great guy. He was my mentor. Whenever anyone asks me who was the one person that influenced you in your life, your career, your method and system of thinking, I would always say and will always say Edgar Mitchell. Ed also had a few rock crystals in his pocket, and he gifted me one. So while he was walking on the moon, there were a few crystals in his pocket, and I got one of them. Now, there was another controversy about Ed, is that he kept a camera that he took to the moon with him. Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, NASA sued him, and he had to return the camera, I think, to the Smithsonian. But listen to this. If you all didn't know the fact that there are quite a few cameras stranded on the moon now, because I believe, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, the order from NASA was leave the cameras on the moon because they were heavy and less weight was needed when the vehicle took off. Yeah. So I don't quite know how many cameras there are still now on the moon, but there are, believe it or not. It's that's so freaky.
Uri Geller is here on Your Hidden Power. If you are interested in what goes on with him, you can friend him at his Facebook page, Uri Geller, on Facebook. And the most recent post on Facebook is in English and also in Hebrew, the story of Uri's wife, Hannah, who fought off a couple of robbers as they were walking. Uri loves to take walks, and so he and his wife, Hannah, and Shippy, his brother-in-law, out for a walk, and a couple of men tried to grab her pocketbook on a motorcycle. Is that what happened?
Yeah, out of nowhere, from around the corner, and that made us believe that they were actually, kind of watching us, comes a motorcycle with two riders on helmets, gray suits, and they were riding on the pavement, I would say 30 miles an hour. They almost ran us down, but then the one sitting on the back of the motorcycle stretched his hand and grabbed Hannah's bag. And Hannah's instinct was amazing. She just gripped, got hold of the bag, didn't let it go. And because the bike was riding so fast, it pulled Hannah onto the pavement, and the motorcycle dragged Hannah for about 3 meters. And then they let go of the bag. So they ran away. They drove away very quickly. And the police came, and ambulance came, and she got injured. But it just
now,
shows you
part
that...
Of, this part of Tel Aviv is an old... This is an old Middle Eastern city. Old Jaffa is 6,000, 7,000 years old. And there are lots of tourists who come there. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. But if, these kinds of things happen, the city didn't want to have these sorts of things as the story of the city. They don't want people to hear these things. So they'll, I'm sure, deal with it. But it's
if you read my Facebook post, I say that exactly, that if this would happen to a group of tourists, they would leave the next day and never come back here. Yeah. So it's important to have lots of cameras, more police, and so on. But
all right.
Now I want to talk about something that could save your life, and I'm sure you have enough listeners that will kind of take up my advice. This morning, I went into hospital, and I had colonoscopy. Now, to those who don't know what colonoscopy is, I'm sure you heard it. Colonoscopy is an endoscopic examination of the large bowel and the distal part of the small bowel. Basically, it's done with a CCD camera or a fiber optic camera on a flexible tube, and it passes through your backside. And the doctor sees everything on a screen. Everything is filmed. If by any chance you have a polyp or a growth, he removes it, and then they send it to biopsy, and you know exactly what you have. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think that everyone over the age of 55, 60 should definitely, if you didn't have a colonoscopy, you should definitely have one, because it's a lifesaver.
I've had it done twice. I had it done a year or so ago, and I had it done about 10 years ago. It's very important. You're right. It's very important for men to have this done. Some people say, oh, I don't. Well, not just men, but all people, but men and women both, but men especially, because it really does give you a picture of what your inside health is all about. And it's very important.
Absolutely. And
it's
very unpleasant. You can have cancer. You don't know about it. You wait 2 or 3 years, and then it's just spread all over. But with colonoscopy, you can find it and terminate it. So anyone who's listening now, talk to your doctor and get his advice on this examination.
Yeah, that's great advice. I agree with you 100%. Something everybody should do once they get into their 50s, just for protection.
Exactly.
And most, all the insurance companies pay for that sort of thing. So that's a good experience.
Yeah,
that's
why did you have it three times?
I've had it twice. I had it the first time because I thought it was time to have it done. My doctor recommended that I do it, and I said, okay, well, why not? And so afterwards, when I get off the table, the doctor says to me, you must take a baby aspirin every day. I said, why is that? He says, because your insides look so perfect and pink. And that's what happens when people pay attention, or to what they're eating, or to taking baby aspirin, or both. And then the second time I had it done, I basically did it in coordination. I had an endoscope. That's which they stick the television camera down your throat to see, because I had a problem with my sort of a GERD, is what they said. And I had them do while I was there, stick the camera up on my butt too and check it out. They put you to sleep for 45 minutes and you never feel a thing. So it's
exactly. When I woke up today, I felt nothing, zero.
No.
And the doctor came in, showed me nothing. So it's just good. It's a good feeling to know that you really don't have anything that could cause problems later on in life. Lots of people have acid reflux.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that next week, because I have some fascinating things to tell you about acid reflux.
Really? This is becoming a health show instead of using our brain. But it is an important thing for you to use your brain for these things, because there's a reason that they are suggested. As we get older, we have a few problems here and there to be dealt with. And it's a good reminder, good public service. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, check out his website again, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Joining me now is the lady who's in charge of the psychic connection, the psychic corner. Mary O'Malley is here. I wanted you to know that I got a gift from somebody. I got a CD. Yeah, I did. Somebody sent me a CD that says From the Divine Within, a present from the divine within. This CD has three psychics on it that will train me to become fully psychic if I want to, according to them. Learn how to be a psychic in the comfort of your own home with this video production from the Association of Research and Enlightenment. Becoming Fully Psychic features the trance channel we all came to know and love from Shirley MacLaine's Out on a Limb. And so in this, the three psychics claim to be able to teach you how to be a psychic. And I wonder, we've said this before, and I don't mean that was a little tongue-in-cheekish, but because I think everybody's got some psychic ability, but can people learn to become psychic, or are you either are or you aren't? I always thought, yes or no?
Yes and no. In my meditation, the way Spirit explained it to me, it's like running. If you have legs, you can run. Some people naturally run faster than others, right?
Yeah.
So it's if you have some ability, yes. If you use it more and you learn to use it, it's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it's going to get. So what I teach in my mentoring is self-confidence with learning how they are psychic, because everyone receives information a little differently, and then using it in different areas of their life to get that confidence and to know exactly when it is coming from spirit, and not from something in their head, something else in their head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so. I really believe that everybody has access to their sixth sense.
So why do we need you then?
Well, you need me or someone like me to help you learn how to use it. It's like everybody can pick up a pencil, but your teacher's going to teach you exactly how to use it and write the letters. And just for, like I said, the self-confidence, most people, they know they have intuitive abilities, but they don't really trust it. They don't know how to trust it. So that's where I come in, sort of the mirror for them to learn and grow their own abilities.
Well, I think that when I look at, for example, I'm on your Facebook page right now. You can go to facebook.com/ Mary O'Malley, O'Malley. It explains what she's all about, explains what we do here in a manner of speaking, and you have all of the sort of things that people would come to you, including being a regression specialist. I found that adjunct to you very helpful. But you also have, there's a discussion, as there needs to be, of what this world is all about. As I think I told you, that I went to Italy to have an experience as sort of out of this world, out of bounds, unpressured, unfettered connection to things that happen outside of our planet. And people, I tell the story a little bit because some people, if I tell too much to, they think I'm a little bit off my rocker. but I really think that there is so much to what we don't know. And that really was what this was about. This is about what you don't know. And so why are people, I guess, so afraid of it is always the question that I, when people come to you, they obviously have given over. They're not afraid. But I wonder if sometimes you find people that come to you that are really just afraid of everything, and you have to work hard to get them out of that point of view or out of that place.
Yes. And people are afraid. Sometimes it's religious reasons. Their religion teaches that, you know, that's the kingdom of God, and it's not available to you. Some people just are afraid other people are going to think they're crazy, or maybe a parent or somebody said, you know, don't ever let anybody know that, you know, kind of thing. So
don't tell anybody.
There's a lot of reasons for them to be afraid of it. Or, you know, what if I encounter some evil, you know, how do I protect myself? So those are a lot of good questions. A lot of
have
good
you ever had
to
did you ever had to work with somebody who did get screwed up having one of these experiences and you needed to clean their brain or clean their head or clean their energy? What do you, how do you do that if somebody gets really...
I've noticed people sometimes pick up hitchhikers, spirits or entities that stay, that, you know, like their vibration and stayed with them. So yeah, I've done that. I've helped people get rid of, I call them hitchhikers. Another place people pick up hitchhikers is in bars and places like that, you know, where people are drinking and they're vulnerable all of a sudden. So so it does happen. It does happen. And they'll feel yucky. They'll just, they won't feel like themselves, just kind of yucky, their energy drained. So, but by and large, that can be taken care of and the person can take care of it themselves. I teach them how to do that.
Well, it's very interesting. Your Facebook page is almost normal. And I say that lovingly because people think when that somebody who does what you do for a living is obviously a little crazy, and so is all this. But you do a lot of the same things on your Facebook page, actually, that I do, and posting things that I never would have been exposed to, and other people would never have been exposed to either had we not come upon it. So passing along some of the things, it's you know, you're sort of normal in that sense. You studied nutrition at a College of Natural Health. How did that help you become better at what you do now?
Well, it's a funny story. I had been very ill. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, and the doctors couldn't really help me. And somebody sent me to a chiropractor who used all natural health to help me. And I just went, wow, this is really cool. And so I found the school, and I finished their master's program. So I wanted to work doing it, but the hospitals wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole because it wasn't, I didn't have a, I wasn't a registered dietitian. I was a nutritionist.
Right.
So I wanted something more mainstream, and somehow I ended up doing hypnosis, and hypnosis is what kind of opened the doors for me for my psychic abilities. It kept coming up. And I was suddenly around a lot of people who were in the same boat and were able to verify and encourage me to use those gifts. And over a period of years, it actually became the greater part of my business, and which surprised me. But a lot of people are, they just need someone to verify for them that their thoughts and feelings, their own intuitive abilities are giving them the right information.
Mm-hmm.
So, It all kind of, but I loved the holistic nutrition. I loved learning all about that, and I still help people with that today. So,
all right. Well, you're a help. There's no
readings. My readings will come up. I'll tell people, you know, your body seems to be craving broccoli. They'll say, "Yeah, I've been craving that."
Well, your body is going to crave what you need. And that's what my body craves, ice cream all the time. It needs ice cream. Ice cream. More ice cream.
More ice cream.
Yeah, that's it. Figure you're going to have a great read if you're in touch with Mary O'Malley. Go to psychicscout.com, PSYCHICSCOUT, psychicscout.com. You get a $25 discount if you mention Your Hidden Power or Doug Steffen. So check out Mary O'Malley, and the Facebook page is good, Mary O'Malley, but psychicscout.com is where you go for the info on any reading that will, I assure you, be helpful. Coming up next, Maria Francesca Trilogy rejoins us. I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using the code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com. This is Your Hidden Power. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you get the podcast. We have not heard from Maria Francesca Trilogy for about a month. And that's because of an event in her life that most people who follow her on Facebook or who have listened to me talk about her and what happened to her son in the fires in Northern California. It was a tragic, horrible time. Maria, as a mother, any mother would have the same feeling. But when an adult child goes, you really don't want to think about, you know, there's the old expression, Maria, you never want to bury your children. And I know how hard this has been, and so we just send our love and our thoughts. We sent you lots of prayers, and I think you're coming around, but it isn't easy, is it?
Nope, it is not. It's quite, it's very strange life. Well, I don't even know. You know, there are no words to really describe what happens when we grieve a loved one, because everyone grieves differently. And yet when it is a child, especially in the way that Michael left us, was so unexpected and, you know, somewhat shocking. And we just, it is one day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. Yeah. Although we have to realize and believe in the universal plan. And if you do have faith, you know that, you know, he is hopefully in a wonderful place, and that spirit is taking care of him, and I have to be here for the rest of my loved ones and to do this work I love so much, and I think Michael would have wanted that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no question about that. You were very close to him. I think anytime I ever visited with you, he was always
right
there.
Yeah, he was getting ready to, you know, head out to find his piece of paradise up in Northern California. And he loved the outdoors, and he loved looking at the stars at night. And that was how he had spent the, you know, the last night of his life. And very unexpectedly, this firestorm came through and took a lot of people and a lot of land, and you know, that's Mother Nature.
Yeah, there
we
is
don't control that.
There's consolation. Maria's written a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work, which you can find more about when you go to her website, smb@bodyworks.com, or just go to Maria. I always want to spell your middle name because people not necessarily get it all. They hear Francesca. How do we spell that? Francesca, and the last name Trilegi. So you can follow and connect, and there are all kinds of, I mean, I know astrology is important. It's great to get a handle on what's going on in your own life, but it's also a great tool that more and more people are using to help aspects of their life, their work, maybe even their health, and all that sort of thing. And I'm going to pursue that with Marie in a minute as astrology becomes more and more a part of the popular culture. Your Hidden Power Show. I want to remind you of the opportunity that presents itself from Purity Products to get Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It helps. It's the right omega. It's krill together. It's a small pill. Great for your joints. Great for your heart. Great for your circulation. Doctors love this stuff. Krill Omega 50 Plus, and it's available now free to listeners of this program by calling 800-355-1493. A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. It will work for you. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both of them, and it's free at 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. So Maria has worked and studied astrology for decades and decades and decades. And I'm always curious. You and I have these great philosophical conversations sometimes about this and its value as a tool. I find it very helpful in dealing with people that I love, dealing with people I work with. Not necessarily those two, not the same. I love the people that I work with. So as an astrologer, why do you think more and more people are turning to you to have help? I mean, there are a lot of people that do psychiatric work. I mean, this is a healing art that's undefined, but more and more people are coming to you. Why?
Well, I think it is because of what's going on in the world. We are, you know, with social media, we are getting to experience so much more of what, unfortunately, not is wrong with the world, but what really is going on with regards to the different governments and the wars and the environment. And so it isn't as if people are looking to astrology for a religious connection. It's more about understanding themselves. It is a way of putting us into context with the universe in some way. And so we're moving into a world that is so much more technological. And what astrology does, it offers us a way to move away from that and look at, wow, we really do have an influence from the planets. We are really a part of the bigger picture. And if I know what my sign is and I know myself, like you said, it's so much easier for me to be out in the world, understanding other people and looking at the different aspects of the healing arts for taking care of ourselves better. I mean, it's really become a phenomenon with Reiki and acupuncture and massage and meditation. It's not only astrology, although astrology has been, you know, the foundation of what people are wanting to experience now. And, you know, they've done these surveys where they're finding that more and more people are coming to astrology for information, like, okay, at the end of the year now and at the beginning of 2018, there's going to be planetary changes that are occurring. And this is where people want to know, well, how is that going to affect me in my chart? And what can I do to have a better year? And that is why astrology, to me, becomes more and more not only current, but powerful to support people's lives. And I love it. I think it's so, it's just accurate in mm-hmm. regards to its influence.
It really,
and I think we all need that right now.
I will tell you something. I have used it, and it's been best with Maria, the idea of having help. It's not whether you decide to have a relationship or not, or to hire somebody or not. It's how do you deal with them? How do you work with them? How do you find their strengths? And, you know, what do you need to know about them? And they likewise, if they're smart, would do the same with the information they can get from you or about you. So if this is something, this would be a nice Christmas present. I always give you readings with Maria to my children, to my loved ones, because it's a great way of finding out at that experience. So if you want to join me in that pursuit, it's SMB at BodyWorks. No, SMB BodyWorks, right?
SMBWORKS at earthlink.net.
SMB Works.
You think Earthlink is a dinosaur.
No, it's okay. It's fine.